Can you tell me the name of your organization?
The name of the organization is Oromo Canadian.
Okay.
Community organization in Greater Toronto Area.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's your name again?
My name is Kitaba, K-I-T-A-B-A, Magarsa, okay. M-A-G-A-R-S-A.
Okay. And you're from Ethiopia?
To be frank with you, I am, yes, from that colonial boundary of Ethiopia, but my people, you know, are over 50%, and the land, three-fourths of it belongs to Oromos. We were colonized just in the late, 1800, and since that time, we have been fighting for our self-determination. Our land was confiscated, our culture, you know, was suppressed, and no human rights, no democracy, no freedom of speech whatsoever. And therefore, way back, it started from with a consecutive government in Ethiopia, that they were not even allowing them to speak their own language. You can write and read in your own language, although you make the majority within Ethiopia. And therefore, the only alternative we had was to fight for our right, to have a say in our own affairs, and at the same time respect others.
Okay. And can you tell me why you're out here today protesting the G20?
Yes. The reason why we gathered here is the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, who's a butcher, who is a murderer, who kills innocent children, innocent students, and even workers, and they are uprooting them and putting, it's an ethnic group who is running Ethiopia, is TPLF, Tigray People's Liberation Front. The umbrella, they created a fictitious organization called EPRDF, Ethiopian People's Democratic Front. They created PDOs, a very, a different group from different tribes, and they formed an organization, but they control. So that, Prime Minister is participating in G20, obviously invited by our Prime Minister, Harper, okay? Our tax money, our taxpayers' money, I fork my money to maintain Canada, to serve Canada, but instead, our tax dollar money is giving service to a murderer who was not supposed to be here. He is invited by our Prime Minister, and we are saying no to this. And at the same time, no aids, tied to human rights, tied to democracy, to everything. Those are the situations that we came here to address, and to also appeal to the Canadian people, to understand our issues within Ethiopia.
Evidently, there aren't a lot of African nations who have come to the G20. Do you know why Harper chose to invite the Premier of Ethiopia?
The reason why he invited Prime Minister Meles Zenawi of Ethiopia, the dictator, is because the African Union, the head office is situated in Finfinne. They call it Addis Ababa. They Christianized it. The real name is Finfinne, and this individual is representing the Africans, okay? And he came here on their behalf, okay? Begging for money. They do not learn to sustain, to create their own, to maintain the country on their own. They always live on aids. So he came to address that issue. He came to tell the world that we need money. For how long you need money? You have to help your people instead of engaging people to farming, and instead of engaging to productive things, they are engaging them to war. They are engaged in war. They are arming them. Whatever aids he gets from Canada or from any other world, they are buying guns, and guns to gun down the innocent people within that Ethiopian empire, and that's why.
And finally, what are you planning to do here today at these large demonstrations against the G20?
At this large demonstration, we continue addressing our issue. You know, we continue telling the world that injustice is happening. All right? Yes, we run away. We are forced to be here, not because we wanted to be here. We are forced to be here because, you know, they uprooted us from our home country. I came as a landed immigrant. I'm proud to be Canadian, to be frank with you. But at the same time, okay, if those issues are not addressed, you know, by Canadians, people like you and other people understand why we are here, nobody will know what is going on in that part of the world. So that's why we are trying to, you know, create awareness within the Canadian society.
Great, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Same here. Thank you.